Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am so excited to talk to you today about how you can start waking up earlier, getting more productive with your day, and crushing all of the things. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and dive in. Now, last time we had an episode, I talked about an alarm clock that I use that's really beneficial in this. But I also want to just remind you that everything that we are working towards is a process. And so it's not just going to be a flip of a switch and bang, bang, boom, you are the person that you want to be. It is a process. It is a journey. And so I don't want you to ever go into something feeling like you're overwhelmed or feeling like you don't know where to start or feeling like you can't do it because you have such a mountain to climb. I want you to feel as though you are taking one step at a time, one bite at a time, and utilize that in every area of your life that you possibly can implement this, right? When it comes to your health journey, it's not changing everything up all at once. It's a bunch of little habits over time that are going to make you become the healthiest version of yourself. When you decide to run a marathon, you don't start with running the 26 miles. You start by running a half a mile maybe, or I don't even know that process because, girl, I do not want to run a marathon, but I'm going to guess that it is starting off at smaller intervals over time. Okay. So one area that I've really implemented this in is getting up earlier, because for me personally, I love to have time in the morning where I can just be quiet. The house is still quiet. I'm able to get things done before the family is rushing around getting ready for the day ahead. And for me, it just gives me this sense of accomplishment. Like, I utilize this time to the best of my ability in getting my day started off on the right foot. So maybe for you, you're a night owl and you love the idea of, staying up later and getting things accomplished. I'm just not that person. So you may want to not listen to this full episode if you're that person. But the first thing that I really did when I wanted to start waking up earlier each day to get things done is I made sure that I had kind of a plan of what things that I really wanted to get accomplished. So for me personally, when I first wake up, one of the first things that I do besides going to the bathroom is I am getting my phone or my Bible for my devotional. Now, I'm not clicking on a text message that's there if I am using my phone for my devotional. I am going straight into the Bible app or I'm going straight to my Bible, okay? For me personally, I start best kind of suiting up, putting that armor on each and every day. And so that's what I really love to start with because I feel like it just calms my mind, gives me that peace, right? And so I needed that first thing. Then I knew I wanted to get into meditation. So even though it's not an hour long, a day long meditation like the gurus do, I'm okay with that. I wanted to be able to start small. So I wanted to make sure I had time for meditation. I also would really have loved to have time to read my 10 pages every single morning, because getting that personal development in is really important for me. I have a goal of reading 50 books this year. And if I'm not reading at least 10 pages a day, I'm not going to get anywhere close to that. So I wanted to start my day off with that. I also make time for my I am statements, making my bed, all those kind of little tasks. But the big ones for me was the devotional time, the meditation, and my reading, because that takes up a larger chunk of my time. So when it came to that, I kind of knew, okay, this is approximately how long each time takes. And I realized that all I really needed extra was about an hour a day. So what I started to do, and this has been a game changer for me, is I started to wake up about 10 to 15 minutes earlier every week or every other week. And so Let's say, for example, right now you're currently waking up at 6 a.m. If you have a goal of waking up an hour earlier, you have to give yourself an average of, I'd say, 4, 6, or 8 weeks to get to that 5 a.m. time slot. Because if you do this in a very gradual form, it's going to feel so much better. So that alarm clock that I talked about on the last episode was also a game changer for me in waking up. I actually woke up before my alarm clock this morning. It's crazy, okay? So I highly, highly, highly recommend that. But the first thing that you need to do before any of this is you need to start going to bed earlier. Because if you are not getting an adequate amount of sleep, you are going to drag ass, okay? Now, I don't know how else to say it, but it's true. If you're not getting, you know, a good, I'd say for women, we need anywhere between like 7 to 8 hours. Of course, everyone is different. But on average, they say the average woman needs about 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So I am not screwing around with my sleep because I know that my physical body feels it, right? We actually eat on average anywhere between 2 and an extra 400 calories per day when we're not sleeping as much as we need to. But I also know that I'm just going to feel sluggish and just not feel optimal. So for me, I really focus on winding down. You know, once I see the clock is starting to hit 7, 7:30, I'm upstairs, I'm taking off my makeup, I'm getting my moisturizer on, I am prepping myself to get in that state. I keep my lights dim in the evening because that does help your circadian rhythm. So dimming lights in the evening and then having sunlight first thing in the morning is really beneficial for your circadian rhythm and getting you kind of used to being on that schedule. So whatever that schedule looks like for you, maybe for you it's later, maybe it's 8:30 you start to do that wind down process, maybe it's not till 9:30 or 10, whatever that looks like for you, just start implementing that kind of wind down routine. I try to be on my phone less during that time, try to get wound down, okay? Now, the next thing that I do when I'm trying to implement that extra time in my day is I will only set my alarm clock about 10 to 15 minutes earlier than before. Because if I want that whole extra hour and I go for it, I'm just gonna be really tired because that's a big shift. So if I do it in a smaller dose, it's gonna be much easier a transition. So I do the 10 to 15 minutes, whatever looks good. I never land on a round number. I'm going to tell you that much. It's never 5:30. I think my current one is 5:22. It's not 5:15. It's not 5:30. I would love to hear. Just like send me a DM or, you know, you can tag me in this. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. My Facebook is Melissa Hartman. I want to know, are you like an on the dot person or do you do random times? Like 5:22 a.m. Okay. So that's what I do. And then once I feel like I'm in the rhythm, this feels good, I'm getting up with my alarm, I don't have to, you know, like feel, oh my gosh, this is how it feels, then I get myself into that next frame where I'm doing the 10 to 15 minutes earlier again. And then bing, bang, boom, we are at that next level before you know it. So that's kind of how my routine goes as far as getting up earlier. I would love to get to the point where I'm up around, I'd say like just around 5, like maybe 4:55, just because like that sounds kind of insane to be in the 4s. But I feel like I can get there. I could get some extra steps in. I could get some content created by then. So I'm always open to pushing myself to that next level. So I hope this was helpful for you, and I'd love to hear how this process goes for you if you decide to give it a try. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll look forward to chatting with you on the next one. Bye.